A NASA astronaut and a Russian cosmonaut are safely back on the ground after being forced to make a dramatic emergency landing yesterday. The Russian Soyuz rocket carrying them experienced an unknown failure during launch. Nick Hague and Alexei Ovchinin landed safely in Kazakhstan less than an hour later. The cause of the aborted launch is being looked into, and there are concerns about how the incident may affect operations on the International Space Station. Lauren Grush is a reporter for The Verge. She covers space. Lauren, walk us through what happened yesterday after the Soyuz rocket launch.
So everything started off completely normal. They took off from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan at 4:40 a.m. Eastern time. And then about 2.5 minutes into flight, we got indication that something had gone wrong with the booster. And if you were watching the live stream, you could see that they were jerking about kind of violently, and there was some kind of breakup in flight. And that initiated the emergency abort sequence, and the capsule that they were riding on performed what's known as a ballistic reentry. And that's when you come in at a much steeper angle when you land on Earth. So I think they experienced nearly 7 Gs, which is 7 times Earth's gravity. So a pretty intense flight, but they landed safely and they were able to be reunited with their families. And ultimately, it was a good and happy ending.
So how high were they when they had to start their landing?
I believe they were about 30 miles up, so they weren't quite in space yet, but they were almost there. The astronauts noted that they experienced a moment of weightlessness, which you're not supposed to be feeling at that part of the flight, and I think that had to do with the fact that they were no longer connected with the booster. And then at that point, they start spinning in the ballistic reentry, and then their parachutes deployed to slow them down so that they could land safely.
They're not spinning as they're racing to the Earth, are they?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, my God.
I've done what is known as a parabolic flight. That's when you feel weightlessness for moments of time. And during the parabolas, you experience extra Gs, and it feels like something is pressing down on you like a mattress. I didn't experience nearly the level that they did, but just imagine kind of feeling like you're pressed up against something. You feel so much heavier. That's what they were feeling, and it can be pretty intense.
Are there any new details about what might have caused this problem?
I don't know if they've traced the exact origin, but I believe something happened during the stage separation. So when rockets launch, pieces of hardware shed away to save on weight. And the Soyuz has 4 main boosters around the center core, and they were supposed to break away. But Russia thinks that maybe there was some contact between one of the boosters and the center core when really they're supposed to separate completely. This was the 65th flight of this particular Soyuz rocket. So it's been around for decades. I don't know if they know what caused that contact, but I think that's the leading theory at the moment.
Now, the U.S. and Russia, they're frequently at odds, especially these days when it comes to geopolitics, but they cooperate frequently when it comes to spaceflight. Why is that?
NASA has been kind of the shining beacon of hope in our relations with Russia. And I think it's just because when it comes to space, we cannot let geopolitics enter. Now, it definitely creeps into other aspects. When Russia invaded Ukraine, that kind of sparked a debate about whether or not the military should use Russian rocket technology to launch satellites into space. So it has had an impact on other parts of our space infrastructure. But when it comes to NASA, we just can't let those things get in the way. We need them at the moment because the Soyuz is the only way to get humans to the International Space Station. So we have to continue cooperating, and hopefully NASA and Russia will let geopolitics get in the way of that.
Is this a significant setback for the International Space Station?
I would say it's definitely concerning about the station's future. We currently have 3 astronauts in orbit on the station, and they're going to have to come home eventually. They got up there in a Soyuz as well, and the Soyuz capsules can't last forever in orbit. They have a 200 orbital day lifetime, and we're about 130 days into that. So they're slated to come down in December. They could probably stretch that to January, but not very long. So either they're going to have to come down soon, or Russia could possibly launch an empty Soyuz capsule and send that up to the station and give them an extra 200 days to stay on board. But that hasn't been determined yet. We don't know if that's actually going to happen. It just depends on what the investigation finds.
Lauren Grush is senior science reporter for The Verge. Thanks, Lauren.
Thanks for having me.